Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis. Chapter 3, Decline and Rediscovery. Years pass after Tesla's creation and then his destruction of the coil. The world forgets about Tesla's brilliance. He lives in obscurity, his earlier visions. Nikola Tesla's dream had once been to provide electricity accessible to all the world, free of charge and without limitation. This vision was driven by a desire to better mankind without any thought of his personal gain. But his noble dream had angered many of the profit-driven tycoons and financiers of the world who saw electricity and its infrastructure as the next great form of wealth-making. Tesla's dream of providing electricity for free clashed fiercely with their own zealous desires for profit. I imagined a world where power flows freely, lighting up every home, every street, every life. No wires and no boundaries, just pure boundless energy. But fearing he might kill the golden goose, the bankers and financiers branded him as a quack and a madman, driving him into obsolescence. And perhaps his greatest invention lay in ruins having been destroyed, namely the coil. His inventions themselves mostly ignored by the world, and Tesla spent his days doing virtually nothing, a stark contrast to the way he had spent most of his life as an inventor improving the lot of humanity and mankind. There was never enough time in the day when I was working, and now the days drag on endlessly, Tesla reflected one afternoon. The world once looked at me like I was a genius, a wizard, and now they look upon me as some eccentric freak, an inventor whose value has been overshadowed by many things, and my dreams of free, limitless electricity were dismissed as the ramblings of a man simply out of touch with reality. They may call me mad, but I know what I have seen, and the world needs this now more than ever. A life of feeding the pigeons, reading the newspaper, watching the world pass him by, Tesla muttered to himself, "Is this how it truly ends? Forgotten and irrelevant?" And Tesla's once great laboratory now gathered dust, its machines silent. The world had moved on, and so had his peers, yet the visions never truly left him, haunting his dreams. All my work, my dreams of a brighter future, was it all for nothing? Nikola Tesla's dreary existence is punctuated by the emergence of World War II breaking out suddenly, and his visions come tumbling back with terrifying clarity.
In other news, the forces of Adolf Hitler continue their advance across Europe, plunging the continent into chaos and war. And the Nazis apparently seek to empower their mad ambitions with dark, supernatural, devotional buildings and architecture, planning to court supernatural forces as part of their fight.
Tesla has a dawning realization, and he's horrified. It's happening, just as I saw it. The headlines echo the nightmares that had plagued Tesla for years. He knew that his invention held the potential to alter the course of history, for better or worse. The world is on the brink. I cannot stand idly by. And the coil can do many things, including open its own supernatural portals. But I myself, I smashed it. Years of obscurity had not dimmed Nikola Tesla's brilliance. Alone in his small workshop, he held a newspaper detailing the rise of Hitler and his dark ambitions. "Hitler seeks to use dark supernatural forces. This is more dangerous than I ever feared." His eyes, still sharp and intense, scanned the article. "The one answer to what Hitler seeks to do is the coil. The coil needs to be rebuilt. It needs to be made ready now." But Tesla's repeated efforts to rebuild the coil met with failure, for he was older. He hadn't dabbled in experimental electricity in quite a while, and he simply couldn't do it on his own. Something else had to happen. "What a fool I was. I should have listened to Faustus and Selene, for what I feared the coil would produce has appeared anyway." Tesla's mind raced as he looked for workarounds. Perhaps there is another way, but what is the cost? In his desperation, Tesla reached out to Faustus and Selene, despite his initial dismissal of their help.
Well, you've finally seen it our way, Nikola. Are you ready to do what is necessary?
I need your help. We must rebuild the coil. And what must I do on my end that is necessary?
And the demon succubus, Selene, answered,
Sometimes the only way to combat great evil is to use its own weapons against it.
Tesla at first hesitated, knowing the implications of their words.
Let us proceed, though, because we have to deal with the Nazis and we'll worry about the consequences later. From
shadows. And as Faustus, Selene, and Tesla participated in a ritual to summon the dark forces that were necessary to rebuild the coil and do it quickly, Tesla felt a deep sense of unease. He knew that he was making a pact with powers beyond his control.
How much different am I from you, Faustus?
Well, remember that this is dangerous power, but I did it for personal gain.
You're doing this to save humanity, and perhaps heaven and our Maker will show you more mercy than it has so far toward me.
But then the goddess appeared again, and Tesla learned that it was more than just rebuilding the coil.
Your brilliance as a scientist is undeniable, but to be a great man and an even better human being, you must evolve, Nikola. Only then will you be worthy of mastering the coil's power.
The goddess's words struck deep, and Tesla realized his actions had been driven by fear and self-preservation rather than the greater good.
I understand now. I will embrace my destiny and use my knowledge to save humanity.
Meanwhile, Heinrich Himmler, head of the Nazi occult division, became aware of Tesla's activities.
Our sources have confirmed that Tesla is meddling in forces beyond his comprehension. A Nazi officer said sternly, So what are your orders, Herr Himmler? And Himmler said darkly, We will harness these forces for ourselves. Prepare the ritual. Tesla must be stopped.
The stage was set for a battle of both physical and supernatural proportions. Tesla, guided by ancient powers and newfound allies, prepared to confront the darkness and reclaim his legacy, not just as a scientist, but as a savior of humanity. And so, with the help of Faustus, Selene, the goddess, and unknown malevolent entities who helped him rebuild the coil, Nikola Tesla faced the looming darkness. The battle for the future of mankind, for the light, had begun.